Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Denzel Mims with another monster score of 70 yards.
Quick pass to Crowder trying to get him out of space. Slips a tackle, and there he goes. Crowder, it's a foot race, and Crowder is in there.
A 69-yard touchdown.
Takes a shot. Here's Corey Davis wide open. Davis. Still going, and he's in for the touchdown.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know what?
The Q-inator.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studios, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. Happy 4th of July as we get into part two of the mailbag with the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. So let's jump right back into the mailbag. Next question comes in from Michael Palace. He says, do you foresee a 2016 Tyreek Hill type of role for Elijah Moore just to get the ball in his hands as much as possible? Just for reference, Hill had 138 touches, 1,836 yards, and 12 touchdowns that season. What kind of production is reasonable to expect from Moore in that role? I don't know that I would compare him to Tyreek Hill. That's really tough. And yes, Elijah Moore is certainly fast, but Tyreek Hill is just unbelievable fast. He's the fastest player in the league, so different kind of guy. I do think that they're going to devise a variety of different ways to get the ball into Elijah Moore's hands. We've talked about this a little bit. I think that they'll do some jet sweeps. He'll play the slot. He'll play the outside. They're going to do a little bit of everything with him, and I think he'll do very well. His production, I don't expect to be anything close to what Tyreek Hill had. 12 touchdowns and 1,836 all-purpose yards as a rookie seems like way too much. Maybe he could get half of that. And if he does, by the way, I'd be very happy with that. If he can have 900 yards of offense and 6 touchdowns as a rookie with a rookie quarterback, that would be excellent. I would sign for that right now.
Yeah, I was listening to those numbers, and I literally thought, I was like, half that. If you get half that, like, you're doing somersaults and backflips and popping champagne. Like, those numbers are insane. And, you know, Tyreek Hill is Tyreek Hill, but it's also an Andy Reid offense. Like, that's Alex Smith back there still, but that Chiefs offense was pretty good. And that wasn't a whole, you know, a first-time coordinator working with a rookie quarterback. That was a well-functioning offense, and Tyreek Hill just was that explosive for them. So, no, I do not see anything near those. I don't see them – this, again, we're talking about an Andy Reid offense that throws the ball a lot. I don't think you're going to see the Jets throwing the ball anywhere near Andy Reid type of numbers this year. I think you are going to see them lean on the running game a lot this year. But definitely not those numbers. But if you can get close to half, it doesn't even have to be half, like 40%, 45% with a rookie quarterback. And especially if those just – there's a few – I mean, there's going to be some highlights in there. Yeah, fans are going to be super excited about that.
Next question comes in from Lawrence Fodor. He says, what went down with the Morgan Moses signing? It seemed like it was a few days away, then we heard nothing, and then the deal finally got done. What was the story in terms of why it got delayed? From what I gather, and Chris, you would know more about this than I would, so this is just me guessing and reading tea leaves, it felt like they were pretty close, and then Moses sort of had to decide whether he wanted a two-year deal or a one-year deal where he was going to bet on himself and go back out on the market next year when perhaps there would be more money for teams to spend. And in the end, he decided to go for the one-year deal and put himself back out on the market next season. Is that more or less your understanding of how this played out?
Yeah, and everything I was hearing before the signing is, you know, it seemed like it was going to be really close, but he had some other options and he was still weighing the options. And it was also, you know, it was partly taking a longer-term deal or taking those shorter, bet-on-yourself type deal, but also him eyeing which place was the best opportunity for him, like possible to get the most playing time and be able to be the most effective to be able to then springboard that into a long-term, bigger contract next year. And after weighing all the options there, he decided, all right, I'm going to go ahead and pick the Jets here and going to roll with them. And he obviously thought this, taking this deal at this price for this short, just 1 year, gives him the best chance to springboard into a lucrative contract next offseason.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from Jokes on You 2. He says, will Becton potentially miss any of training camp? And if he does, how much do you think it'll hurt him going into the season? From what I understand, they're optimistic that he's not going to miss any training camp. But then again, he did have the plantar fasciitis. You don't know what could pop up. He did miss eight games last year, or at least parts of eight games last year, and he missed all of the mini camp and OTAs. So I wouldn't rule out him missing some of training camp. We just don't know that yet. If he does, I don't know that it's going to be that big of a deal in terms of him not being able to get on the same page with the new coaching staff for the regular season. It's just more that I would be worried that that's going to spill into the regular season and cause longer term issues.
Yeah, of course it's going to be I'm not going to say that he's definitely not missing time at training camp because of it. That would be a ludicrous thing to say at his size and his weight, a plantar fasciitis injury. There's a good chance that, you know, it won't heal as quickly as they'd hope, or it pops back up again at some point. The, you know, obviously at his size and weight, is pantor fasciitis isn't a great injury to have, but it is an injury that's far more manageable for offensive line than for like cornerbacks or running backs or wide receivers that have to cut a lot. It is more manageable when you can just kind of anchor in. It would take a little bit away from his athleticism, of course, which is what you're banking on to make him like Hall of Fame special level. But I don't, right now, there's nothing to be like concerned about long term. But again, it's something that you have to keep in the back of your mind. And Joe Douglas has to keep in the back of his mind as he's building the roster. And we've been talking about it since last year. He just came out of so many games and missed a little bits here and there. It wasn't anything major, but that is the downside of playing at such a weight. It could lead to more injuries. So it's something that Joe Douglas is going to have to be aware of. Fans are always going to have to take into consideration, especially when it comes to the moves Joe Douglas is making. But it's not something I'd be overly concerned about right now. This is something that can be managed and can be treated and healed to where it's entirely possible that there's not a single hiccup or problem the entire year from it.
Next question comes in from Joe Horning. He says, after watching Flight 2021, it seems like Joyner and May will be the starters in the back end and not Davis. Am I correct in this interpretation after seeing their heavy praise of Joyner? I don't know that I would say that's what's going to happen. And Chris, we've talked about this a lot. I think they're going to do a lot of three safety sets anyway. So I think Joyner will play plenty, but I don't know that he's necessarily locked in as the other starter besides Marcus May.
Yeah. What I'd say is the fact that whatever they said about them and however positively talked about them, that Liz, you gotta remember and realize what you're watching is propaganda.
Yes.
Like, that is what you're watching, mm-hmm. and you'll eat it up. And I'm not, there's nothing wrong with that. There's at all. But anything the Jets release is propaganda. So that's what they want you to think right now. Now, I do think that I agree with you that you're going to see a lot of three safety sets, and you're going to see Ashton Davis and LaMarcus Joyner and Marcus May all kind of do different roles, and they'll all swap the roles at times. But I do think that LaMarcus Joyner, barring injury, will get more snaps at safety than especially a deep safety than Ashton Davis. But it has nothing to do with Flight 2021. It has nothing to do with what they've said or praised. And just what I think with how he would fit and the type of player that he has been through his career. Of course, that's assuming that he can get back to what he was when he played a more of a deep safety than they had him playing out west. So I do think it'll be leaning that way. But it has nothing to do with what they said publicly. They put that out. They went and they watched it again and again. And they probably took some stuff out that they were like, nah, you know what? We don't want them to hear this. They left that in. They left that in for good reason. That's not, they want you to hear that. So it doesn't necessarily mean anything. And if LaMarcus Joyner goes out there and he stinks, then that'll get changed real quickly as well.
Next question comes in from Meyer of NYC. He says, who's your favorite Jets quarterback besides Joe Namath? My choice would be Pat Ryan for consistency and durability, even though he was a backup most of the time. I'll answer this one, Chris, because you didn't grow up a Jets fan, and then you were covering the team as a journalist, so it's a little bit different for you. You can't really say that you had a quote-unquote favorite. So I will say that my favorite was Ken O'Brien. I like your pick of Pat Ryan, though, because for 12 years, he was a steady backup who actually started quite a few games when the starters were struggling or injured, and you wish that the Jets could get somebody that reliable to be a backup. Now, the problem is, of course, that with the way the NFL works now, if somebody like Pat Ryan was around, he would leave after a couple of years and go somewhere where he'd have a better opportunity to start. But Ken O'Brien was not only a good quarterback, although he struggled at times. And as I said, he was benched for Ryan a couple of times. And then there were some cold spells. 1986 comes to mind where the Jets started 10-1. And then O'Brien's arm almost fell off because, from what I understand from what JoJo Townsell was telling me when we recorded a 1986 series with him on the show, Joe Walton was working the team so hard and having Ken O'Brien throw so many passes during practice that his arm just couldn't withstand it, and he got dead arm after those first 11 games and kind of nosedived after that season. But the thing for me with O'Brien is he was always exciting. He had that big arm. He could really move an offense. And with him and Al Toon and Wesley Walker and Freeman McNeil, you had a dynamic offense that was always a threat to put points on the board. So my personal favorite quarterback that the Jets have had is Ken O'Brien, outside of course, Joe Namath, who you said we are excluding from this exercise. Because if we weren't excluding him from this exercise, then quite frankly, every single person who was asked this question would give the same answer. It would be Joe Namath. Next question comes in from Alan Davis. He says, why did the Jets take Mekhi Becton over Tristan Wirfs? So I think one of the big factors here is that the Jets didn't view Tristan Wirfs as a left tackle. They viewed him either as a right tackle or as a guard. You heard Joe Thomas say before the draft that he thought Wirfs would be a guard. And that was a common refrain that you heard from talking to people around the league. A lot of them thought he was going to end up being a guard. I thought he could play either one and be really good at it. He's been a really good right tackle so far, no question about it. However, again, the thought process is that if you've got somebody that could be a left tackle and you've got somebody that you think is more suitable to right tackle, if you're looking for that left tackle, then you go with the guy that's the natural left tackle, and that's Becton. I also think it's possible they might have thought that Becton, because of his ceiling, was a better guy to take in that spot. But I really think you couldn't go wrong with either one of them. Now, obviously, if Becton continues to have these injury problems, then it's a different story. But it's not anything that we saw from his history at Louisville that you would have been concerned about it. If you were concerned about it at all, it would have been based on the size. But it just seems like so far he's had a bad string of luck, and hopefully it doesn't continue. But I think that's really what went into that decision, and whether it ends up being the right decision or not is something that we're not going to know fully until we get 5-10 years down the line.
Yeah, you got it. It's largely because of the left tackle, right tackle thing. It's also because of his size and his athleticism. You talked about it with the ceiling that he saw there. Joe Douglas was just like, yeah, that's what I want. He just looked at the potential as like prototypical. This is like next level type of athlete that can allow you to do things going forward that Tristan Wirfs wouldn't be able to allow you to do. That does mean that he's not great and awesome, and we saw how awesome and valuable he was last year, but that Joe Douglas went for the higher upside, more athleticism, and that's what he wanted.
Next question comes in from NFL Anguish. He says, the Marcus May situation could be very interesting to discuss. The reality is, based on age, He's probably got two more highly productive years left in him, and he does have an injury history. You don't want to break the bank on him, but the Jets do need him and his veteran leadership. What should they do? I think you're pretty much on target here. You can't break the bank for him because he probably does only have about 2 years of high-level play left in him. I think what you want to do is work out some sort of agreement where you have that standard 3 or 4 year agreement, but only the first 2 years are a major pain on the salary cap. And then you would have him for those two productive years that you mentioned. And then you'd be able to move on from him after that if you chose to, if he started to slow down the way that we think he probably will. So I think that that's what they should be looking to do. It probably is what they're looking to do. Whether or not they get something done before the season starts, I'm not sure. I know that they had said it was a priority, but we haven't heard anything about that. Chris, maybe you have some insight on this, but I think that's probably the best case scenario at this point, is to get a deal done that, as you said, doesn't break the bank, gets him in here at a good price, but not record-breaking price or anything like that, and where most of the guarantees come in the first 2 years when he's still likely to be productive.
The way that this is all being talked about is kind of like baffling and frustrating me, but there is a wrinkle that makes it like complicated and tricky. And because I'm like sitting there thinking, this is just simple. You offer him whatever you want, 4 or 5 years, it doesn't matter, because only two years are going to be guaranteed. And go ahead, give him a little bit, you know, what he wants. Give him a little bit more than you would ideally like to pay. But it's just going to be 2 years, and he is very valuable to them in that two-year period, at least. But looking at it from his side, why would he want to do that? He's essentially just getting one extra year on that deal, and he's not going to get it at a higher rate than just the franchise tag here, because they're not going to pay him more than the franchise tag. Like, franchise tag's the average of the top five at the position. He's not going to get that. So that would bring down his salary probably a little bit, or at least the second year. Why would he do that? Why wouldn't he just take the highest amount of money he can get in this 1 year, and then he can hit the open market next year, and then he could get one of these deals that's going to be essentially just a two-year deal. That will give him an extra year going that way. So then the way for the Jets to circumvent that is to up the price a little bit more, which we've seen Joe Douglas is been pretty much sticking to his guns on these things. We've seen this now. We saw it. I mean, Morgan Moses come in much cheaper than we expected it was going to be. So that's the real complication of it, is looking at it from Marcus May's side. Why would I be signing, offering me a franchise tag? I'm not really interested in signing just basically just one extra year on that. You're gonna have to do something else for me. But so that is where it gets tricky. But I tend to think that the Jets should still stay within the limit, because you don't want to go pay an extra there. But I do tend to lean more on, all right, just get it done. He has so much value in the locker room. He's a good, solid player at the back end of secondary, when there's so many questions in that secondary right now. You know, if they had went out and gotten a lot of help in quarterbacks, whether through the draft or free agency, maybe I'd be more willing to let Marcus May go further. But for right now, I think it's a little more important. So I'd be leaning more towards just give him a little extra and get it done. But again, from his point of view, I think that's what the holdup is here. And Joe Douglas doesn't like to budge.
That's going to wrap up part two of the mailbag. Again, happy 4th of July. Make sure that you are following Chris on Twitter at CNimbly, and at Jets Insider and reading his very big deal work over at jetsinsider.com. And check out everything we're doing at playlikeajet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. A lot of great film reviews up right now, courtesy of Luke Grant, Zach Wilson, Elijah Moore, Michael Carter, plus a whole bunch of videos on Morgan Moses, how he's a beast in the run game, plus all 22 clips of his pass protection going one-on-one against Shaq Barrett and TJ Watt. Check that out right now and subscribe if you haven't already. And make sure that you give us a five-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.